So anyway, guys, it's 7 past the hour. I propose we go ahead and start because I think it's just going to be the five of us. So we have on the line Christian, Irvin, Jacques, Ollie, and Kim Carlson. So that's five people. And we're missing Jay, John, and Kim Davies. Albi Boo sent his apologies, and Warren said he would be late because he had a dentist appointment of some sort. Oops, I'm having connectivity problems here. Oops, crap. Okay, I'm not sure what's happening here, but my connection is dropping. So I might be gone out of the Adobe room. Anyway, let's go ahead and start with the agenda. So opening and welcome, that's this part. So the agenda basically has the usual agenda items in there, which is 1 and 2, 2 and 3, the action points and the TLE off status. And then I think the particular topics we need to go through are the TLE off workshop at ICANN 58, the draft survey that I sent out, and also this postcard to approach folks that are not on the TLE off list yet. So these are the three main issues that we need to talk about today. So without further ado, let's first go to the action points. So there is action point 38, which is Kim's check how ICANN could assist in inviting missing CCTLEs through snail mail. That's something she did. And we'll talk about that under agenda item number 6 on the TLE Ops postcard. Then we have an action point for Irvin to assist in promoting the TLE Ops workshop at ICANN 58. But I think that would need a little bit more concreteness from the workshop program, I think. No? Right, Irvin?
Yeah, we'd have to have a better idea what to do where.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll leave that one open. Then 41, to reach out to the regional organizations. That's my task. So I did reach out to the Asia-Pacific CCTLD manager, and he invited me to the APTLD workshop in, where was it, in Vietnam, I think, in March somewhere. But since we're on a zero budget for traveling, I thought it was best not to go and instead do a remote presentation. So I'm now scheduled for a workshop somewhere within the APTLD program, I think, on March 2nd, to present TLD Ops to the community over there. So that's one thing. And I also approached the person from, I think, the ICANN VP for the LAC region to propose again to organize a webinar. But this morning I realized that he hasn't responded yet, and it's been quite a few weeks, so I'll send him another message. Resend. So that's basically, and I haven't been able to approach the African region yet. Is there any way you could help there, Ollie, perhaps? Oh, Ollie's having connectivity problems, I think. So let's proceed and maybe keep this one in the back of our heads and maybe have it come back later on during the meeting.
Yep.
So that's action point 41.
We're dialing out.
Okay, I'm just going to proceed. The action point for 42 is to provide ideas on the TLE Ops workshop at ICANN 58, so we'll be discussing that under agenda item number 4. But I think the key thing here is that we'll need a presentation or a presenter to make the introduction and to provide some food for discussion during the workshop. So this is something that we actually need to do in the coming few weeks. So I'm proposed to just close this. I'm sorry, I totally could not hear that.
That was you, Echo.
That was you,
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I think it's Eddie Bowie just connected.
Oh, okay.
Ali?
Okay, do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, I'm with you. I'm right now.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, King.
I was, we were just at Action Point 42, which I propose to close as this is part of the agenda that we need to flesh out for the ICANN 58 workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So then Action Point 43 is to update the website and the leaflet to emphasize that TLD Ops is also about learning from each other. And this was based on a feedback that Ali provided actually during the last meeting. I haven't been able to update the website and the leaflet yet, but I did include something along those lines in the postcard, although it could be a bit stronger. But let's have a look at that, later on during the meeting. And I'm going to keep this action point open because I still need to, like I said, I still need to update the website and the leaflet accordingly. Then we had an action point for Kim to send out the doodle for this meeting, which she did. Then action 45 is to provide a first draft of the ICANN 58 workshop, first one-pager. That's something I did, so I'm closing that one too. And 46 is to provide a first draft of the TLD Ops membership survey, which I provided as well, so closing that one also. Then 47, provide a first draft of the templates to use in case of incidents for email messaging and text messages. I haven't done that really. There was a reason for that, but I forgot. My proposal was to first carry out the survey and then maybe do this action point. What do you guys think?
I was on mute here. So I think the template is also an outcome of the DDoS workshop.
Yeah. So maybe we should keep it.
Put it on hold.
Excuse me.
Okay, so put that on hold until the workshop.
Yep. Great. So we can discuss it as part of the workshop program. I'll make a note there. There we go. And then an action point for me to update the leaflet and the website. Also, this was also a feedback that Ali provided to highlight that TLD Ops is actually an extension of the existing tools that CCTLD managers have at their disposal, and it's not replacing any of those. And I think that this is something that we always kind of assumed implicitly, but we never articulated it explicitly. So this is something I think that we should do, and I already included some language along those lines in the postcard, which we'll be having a look at later on. So I'm going to keep that one open because I still need to update the website and the leaflet. Okay, so that leaves us with one, two, three, four open action points. And one on hold. Okay?
What's the leaflet? Website is done. Okay. Okay.
All right, so... Excuse me, is there a question? No? Okay. So agenda item number three, TLD Ops status and operational issues. Kim, could you provide an update there, please?
Sorry, I was on mute. We don't have any new members, and I did discuss this with Jacques already. We do continue to receive emails that are unsubscribed. We received a group earlier. I sent out an email to that email that was unsubscribed and to the IANA admin, asking them to confirm the address and if they still need to be if they want them resubscribed. I did that yesterday. Haven't heard back from this last batch that came through, but I'll continue to follow up with them until I do hear back. Other than that, I don't have anything new.
But in terms of batches, how many CCTLDs are we talking about?
It's not a matter of CCTL deeds. It's just a matter of email addresses. So it could be the second.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
So since the last meeting, there were seven, I think.
This last batch had seven, yes.
So seven email addresses that bounced.
They were bounced and unsubscribed, and I have followed up with them and their IANA contact.
Oh, okay. So there were actually people that explicitly unsubscribed from the list.
Correct.
Did I understand that correctly? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can people can people manually unsubscribe themselves from the list?
They can, and we do get a notification. But we don't. It doesn't distinguish how they were unsubscribed. So that's why I followed up with them to see if they want to resubscribe or if they have somebody else they want to replace this person with.
Okay,
yeah.
Because sometimes we get bounce notification email to say all these addresses got bounced for because of spam or whatever reason. The email doesn't exist, so those are explicitly unsubscribed. Okay.
If people are, let's say, unsubscribing themselves to subscribe some other people, that's not really a problem, as long as they let us know. But what is a problem if, let's say, there are two members of a certain CCTLD and they both unsubscribe, which effectively unsubscribes the entire CCTLD from the list. So
yeah.
We had that with Tunisia a couple of weeks ago, where we have one member on the list and he or she unsubscribed. And then Kim got them back on the list, but still, that's kind of a worrying path, because then we would be losing CCTLDs rather than gaining new ones.
Right, and I think that's why we're following up closely to make sure that they're at least putting somebody back on. And in the case of Tunisia, they didn't unsubscribe themselves. They were just bounced off the list for some reason.
Okay.
Christian?
Yep, go ahead, Ali.
Okay, please. Just one question. We know now if we have someone to subscribe in the list, just we need the request from the administrator of the CCTLD. But if we have someone want to unsubscribe or from the list, we will need only the request from the for example the person who's wanted to unsubscribe, or directly from the manager of the CCTLD.
So you're asking who can unsubscribe whom from the list?
Yeah. For example,
yeah.
Because in Mauritius, I had some meeting with some CCTLD that he wants to add someone else in the list, and he asked if he wants, for example, if he wants to subscribe someone from the list, or if he wants to add someone. What's the mechanism? How can he do to unsubscribe or to ask someone else?
Yeah. Okay. So I think what you're saying is that this person asked you, what is the process for updating my contacts on the list?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should be more explicit about that. So what we could do is actually that somebody from us, from our team, sends an email on the list saying that, okay, this is the procedure if you want to change your contacts on the list, and then also put that information highlighted on the website.
Yeah, okay. Because we can see some CCTLD has just so one person in the list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also a risk. That's a risk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. So we have the example of Tunisia, Ali, which also had just one person on the list.
One person, yeah. Yeah, one person
yeah,
in the list, yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough. We should have two at least per CCTLD.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah, so I'm writing down an action point to send out an email. Send out email.
Mm-hmm.
On the list to highlight what the procedure is on or changing your contacts on the TLD ops list.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, all that.
Yeah. Also update the website. Okay. Yep. So let's hope that will help, and that will reduce the number of, people unsubscribing from the list a little bit. I think that's the only thing we can do at this point. Do you guys agree? Is there something else that we could potentially do?
I agree.
Okay. Oh, you're taking notes, Kim. That's great. Thank you. All right, so that was agenda item number 3. Then let's go to agenda item number 4, which is the DDoS workshop at ICANN 58. So I sent out a draft overview of the workshop with I opened the wrong document here. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's have a look at it. So it's an overview document, draft, of the workshop that we're planning to organize at ICANN 58. So it includes a goal and motivation and things like the results that we want to get out of the meeting, and then an agenda and a draft of how we could invite people into the workshop and also inform them when the workshop actually takes place, how we confirm their attendance to the workshop. So that's basically the text that you see after the agenda. So that's the draft invitation and the draft confirmation messages. And there's a couple of. So I'm kind of curious to your. I would like to hear your generic comments on the approach, and also perhaps we could go through the yellow parts of the document, which in my opinion are up for discussion. So perhaps maybe a first round of generic feedback on the document and the approach. Is there anything that we should change or add or remove?
No, we need to figure out on the agenda who the presenter is for 905.
Yep.
Is that a group thing or?
I would say that's a group thing, yeah. So perhaps we can share some ideas on the list, proposed speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I know one guy from the Netherlands would be interesting as a presenter there, I think. But I would also like to hear other folk contributing.
Yes. We need real life experience.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I had in mind, we actually runs an anti-DDoS service here in the Netherlands, and it's not a commercial organization. It's a not-for-profit, and it's kind of a shared facility for hosting providers. And they basically, if a hosting provider that is a member of that community gets attacked, they take over the attack, and they handle it. And once it's gone, the traffic gets rerouted from their scrubbing service back to the member, which is kind of similar to how commercial operators work. But this is a shared facility that is being paid for and run by the hosting providers themselves.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That would be an interesting angle. The only downside is that they are not really from the CCTLD community. So these are actually hosting providers that basically organize themselves and set up this anti-DDoS facility.
Because we didn't have a lot of CCTLD getting DDoS. So practical experience other than TR, but there's not a lot of practical experience that we can share with other people. So we need outside experience.
Yep.
The big problem is finding someone who's willing to talk about our experience as well.
Yeah, and Dyne won't talk about it, I'm pretty sure.
They will or they won't?
They won't.
Oh, okay.
I think Belgium might be able to be convinced.
Yeah.
But it was a relatively small DDoS, I think.
We can send an email in the list to ask the if we can find someone.
Could you repeat that, Ollie, please?
Exactly.
Ollie, could you repeat your comment?
Oh, my network is not good.
You said we should send an email to the TLD ops list and see who would be willing to talk. Which is probably an obvious thing we should try, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, we should at least try it.
Yes, why didn't you think of it before?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so perhaps what we should do. Yeah. So thank you, Ollie, for that feedback. So perhaps what we should do is.
You're welcome.
Maybe we should, if we can finalize this document in the next few days, and then basically send it off to the list, saying that okay, here's our draft agenda. We're still looking for a speaker for this time slot to present, and then wait maybe 1 or 2 weeks for somebody to step up. And if there is no response, then we ask an outsider to speak. Or we do it in parallel and see what happens.
Okay. So I like the agenda. We'll need flip charts, right, and all that. So I guess we can get that from...
I already spoke to Bart about that, and he said that would not be a problem.
And the time, 9 a.m. to noon, March 12th, that's all validated on the agenda?
Yes, I checked that with Bar 2, and this is right fits the block schedule of the ICANN meeting.
Okay.
So the timing is already, you know, is as good as it gets.
Okay.
So probably what we should do is, I'm thinking out loud here, so let me know if you have other thoughts. Probably what we should do is send this draft workshop description on the list, of course without the invitation emails at the end, and then ask people, okay, do you want to sign up for this meeting? And also, do you have suggestions for somebody to present at this 9:05 time slot? So we do two things at the same time.
Yep.
That will hopefully speed things up and also try, will maybe get us a speaker for this, for the presentation.
Mm. Yeah.
I would even more direct and say, do we have any experience and are you willing to talk about it? Or do we have any other suggestions who would be willing to talk here?
Yeah. But in order to ask that question, we will need to share the agenda to show people what we're aiming for. Otherwise, they will not have the enough context to assess whether or not they want to present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Get on the agenda.
So.
Go ahead.
So, but let's go back to the document, and maybe we should first address the. Mm. So if there are no generic comments on the document and we all think that this looks kind of okay, then perhaps we should first go through the yellow parts and see if we can make a decision there.
Mm-hmm.
First, one is actually under the heading that says admittance. So it's invite-only workshop, blah, 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 blah. And then my proposal in there was to invite everyone on the TLE Ops mailing list. Well, that's pretty obvious, I think. And then also add somebody from the SAC and somebody from the RSAC, or at least ask them to join the meeting. What do we think about that?
Yeah, that's okay. Because we're going to have probably more than one.
Come again?
We're going to have more than one from SAC that are going to want to join this.
Yeah, okay, so I'll... So but maybe we should be specific about how many people we'll invite from SAC. Maybe two for each advisory group.
Okay, let's try with that, and then we'll find out.
Yeah.
Excluding myself?
Yep.
Right.
I was thinking, do we only invite personal members on the list or members of or the CCDLDs on the list? I'm thinking that maybe the person that's on the list itself might not be at the ICANN meeting, but someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Personally, I'd like to invite some of our operations team as well, but they're not on the list.
So we will invite the CCTLDs on the mailing list, on TLD Ops. So
yeah, or do we invite the people on TLD Ops on the list?
We can invite both. Not
yeah,
only well. CCTV in the list. Yeah, we can invite both.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking what the consequences might be.
Well, we're going to have...
I think the only consequence is too many people.
Yeah.
So it might be limited to three people for a CCO or something.
Yeah, but the issue is responding to a DDoS is not just a security team. It's a network team.
Mm-hmm.
Putzing around with BGP and rerouting traffic. So it's not just the TLD op security people. It's broader scope, so.
Okay.
But I think And
if we get too many people signing up, we might have to limit it to X number per CC.
Yep. And my only concern here is that if the group will get very big and there's a lot of people who are not actually on the list, do we get enough interaction during the working sessions?
Or so not enough.
Or not enough. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if people are not there with people that if CCTLDs are at, I can't
be
with. Oh, Ali, can you press mute?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
So the thing I was a little bit worried about is that if we allow other people outside of the TLD ops mailing list, so. Other people than those actually on the list,
no.
Then we might also get the CEOs, for instance, of the CCTLDs.
I think if we can find the CCTLDs not in the list, we can invite. Because what we want now, just to have to invite all people, all CCTLDs.
But then it's getting very close to Eberhard's tech day session.
So let's
let's
do the TLD ops only, and then we'll see on a request by request if they want to bring more people, because not everybody attends ICANN. So we might have a special exception for some CCLDs where they want this person that's technical and to that's vouched by the TLD contact, TLD ops contact, to attend.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So what we're going to say is that if you're on the TLD ops list, you're going to get in anyway. But if you want to bring in another colleague, then you need to vouch for that person.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Right,
you guys agree?
Okay. That's all right.
Did you manage to write that down, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, great. Excellent. All right, so back to the document. We need to hurry up a little bit because we're running out of time. So we discussed the issue on the FSAC and RSAC people. Then we have the second yellow part is, okay, I wrote something like the meeting will not be recorded, streamed, or transcribed, blah, 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 blah. And then I mentioned saying something like attendees must bring a printout of their invitation. I wasn't really sure if we should do that because that would...
Oh, that's okay.
Maybe that's...
Well, it's not a formal thing, but it's going to prevent...
A little bit. Yeah.
And the backup is checking their badge against a list we have of attendees. Yeah.
Also check badge. That's a good point. Anything I know here? Okay, great. Thanks.
So delete the note.
Yeah, I will delete that. I just put that in there because we have this discussion on whether or not we should also, move into the TLD space.
Next workshop, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right. Right. So then, Ali, could you mute your phone, please? Thank you. So then the agenda. There were no yellow parts in there. And then the invitation. So my proposal would be to focus DDoS attacks on ccTLDs and exclude, I'm not sure if it's that relevant actually, exclude the reflection attacks. So attacks that are using the infrastructure of ccTLDs to attack somebody else. But maybe that's too specific. Maybe we should just drop that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll drop that.
It's not in the. It's not fashion anymore to do reflection.
No. No. Okay. And then the next one is that's on the room, which is obvious. And what I would like to do is at least send out the invitation this week, so that will be on the Friday, and the Friday it would be. And then give everyone a month to indicate whether or not they're going to attend the meeting. So we will ask for people's responses by January 25th. Mm-hmm. January 23. Does that make any sense? Because at some point, say late January, we need to assess whether or not we're going to go through with this.
You can think the 25th and
okay. I'm going to put that in there. And then this also means that we will have to organize our next conference call around that time. So if we use January 25 as a deadline, for example, then our next call needs to be on January, a couple days later. So we can actually discuss what we have received at that point. Okay. So I'll make that during January 25. And then we're going to move on to the draft confirmation. Again, this is a room thing. Oh, right. So, and then I added something like a confidentiality statement in there, the capitalized part.
NDA might be too much.
Yeah. Okay. We'll drop that too. I just wanted to discuss it in the group.
Yeah.
We didn't miss. You guys agree, Erwin and Ali?
Because it's an NDA between ICANN and the person.
That's right. Yeah.
I just put it out there because we do it in the same security for a TLP red session, but if we just keep it at TLP orange, then it should be no problem.
Okay. We'll just drop it, otherwise it will get too complex.
It's too much to do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was basically the yellow bits that were in the document. So that will enable me to, this discussion will enable me to finish this overview, and I will send it out on the Friday, excluding the draft confirmation, of course. Okay. Any more questions regarding this document?
Nope.
If not, then I propose we move on to the draft survey.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you guys an update, which includes the feedback that Ali provided on that TLD Ops is an extension of existing internet response tools for ccTLDs. So that's basically the first bit in there. And then it goes into the goal of the survey and also an overview and that sort of stuff. So there is a couple questions on added value. The first four on added value, and then the second part is about how people integrate the TLD ops into their incident response processes. And that's questions 5 through 13. And then there's the last question that says, okay, do you have any suggestions on how we could improve the reach and added value of this initiative?
So we're tracking the ccTLD, right, for the response?
Yeah, that was my my question in there. So I think there are two approaches. One is we tell the members of the TLD ops list that only one of them should respond per ccTLD, or we don't do that and we ask people to indicate which ccTLD they're with, which means that we might get multiple responses from the same ccTLD, potentially with differing answers.
Okay.
It will make it easier on the members because they don't have to synchronize internally on what to say.
Yeah.
The downside for us is that if they don't synchronize, we might not get a clear picture.
Or we get a better picture that they're not synchronized.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll certainly get a more diverse picture, I think.
Yeah.
So Kim, what would you recommend?
Oh, my connection is lost.
One per individual.
Kim, are you still there?
He said this connection is lost.
Oh, okay, we lost him.
He's lost, yeah. Yeah, but okay. I can hear you. Yeah. No problem.
Okay, so maybe we should simply opt for the approach where we let everyone decide for him or herself if they want to respond per ccTLD or per person.
So you just say, if possible, please fill out one form per ccTLD.
Yeah. That's right.
And that covers it. If they coordinate, then they do, and if they don't, then they won't.
Yeah, but it does mean that the online version of the survey needs to contain some sort of drop-down menu or something where people can indicate which ccTLD they're with.
Or we put that as a free. No, put it as a text box because some might have multiple ccTLDs.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Yep. Before text box. In case multiple CCD. Okay, got it. Okay, so then I will finalize this document too, if you guys are okay with the questions. And then I propose we basically run it at the beginning of January somewhere.
Okay.
But this one is not really time critical, I think. We just need to have it done before the ICANN meeting so we can back report during the CCNSO members day. All right. So that one's finished too. Then on to the postcard. So this is an initiative or intent to get people on board who are not on the TLEOP list yet. And I think it was you who proposed it, Jacques, to actually send them a snail mail. So
who designed the card?
Well, I did.
Wow, nice.
What? It's not a design. I took the picture off of the net, so. and then use PowerPoint to insert text and whatever else.
Right. Still looks good.
Well, you should have said that. A little bit disappointed. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, I don't. I could hear you was disappointed, but anyway.
It's all those copyright. No, didn't say that.
So what do you guys think in terms of maybe design and the text that's on it? Does it look like a commercial offer, for example? Is it a commercial thing?
No. There's no big ICANN anywhere, so.
No.
I like it.
Yeah. There's only ICANN in the URL on the back.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, in that case, if you guys don't have any feedback on this one, then I'll just go ahead and send it off to Kim and ask her to have this designer look at it. Oh, by the way, maybe we should replace on the front, it says security alerts, incident response, incident contact repository, and knowledge sharing. Perhaps we should replace that with experience sharing or something. That might be more specific. Let me change that. I just saw that. Experience sharing. I'll change that.
I don't know. Instead of knowledge sharing, put global collaboration.
Ah, okay. Global collaboration. Do you think that's better? Why do you think that's better?
You have security alerts, which is very specific. Contact repository, broader scope, and then global collaboration. That means we're trying to get all CCTLDs on the list to collaborate together for security alerts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Okay, cool. Yep. I'll change it. Thanks. That's a good suggestion. Okay. So if you haven't already done so, then please have a look at the text on the back, which is also important. So that we strike the right tone of voice and that we actually incentivize people to join this initiative. So if there's not going to be any feedback before the Christmas holidays, then I'm going to ask Kim to print the card. I think she managed to find a designer and also acquired some budget to do this. And then she would be doing this at the end of January somewhere. Which would perhaps nicely align with the workshop invitations. So if you guys can send me your feedback, if you have it on the postcard before Christmas, then I'll be sure that we get it out there after New Year's.
Okay, sure. I just read it. It looks good. Are we planning? It would be nice if we could send Arabic postcard to Arabic-speaking people. I know it's a lot of translation, but...
Yeah, that's a good point. So do the same thing as with the leaflet. That's what you're saying.
Would that make sense? That'd be more...
Yeah. Actually, it does. Mm-hmm. It does, yeah. And then we may also want to remove the sentence on the back that says, it says something like the leaflet is available in different languages. Well, maybe we should keep it. We should keep it.
Hey, yeah.
So I'm going to ask, I'm not sure if she's back online.
Okay. I like
but
it.
I think it's a good... Yeah, it's a good suggestion to translate it into these into the ICANN supported languages. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So looking at the time, let's move on to agenda item number 7, which is noteworthy news. Does anybody have any noteworthy news?
Nope.
Not for me.
Good.
Nope.
So I think the only noteworthy news that we should share with the community, or not share with the community, but share on the TLD Ops list is highlight the procedure for changing the contact information. That's important. But we already had an action point somewhere indicating that. And then in terms of, if we go look at the next agenda item, which is the summary for both the TLD Ops members and the CCNSO community, I think we should basically highlight the procedure for updating contact information that will be updating the website with that sort of info that we're working on the workshop, working on the survey, and that we'll be sending out this postcard. So basically going through the agenda items 3, 4, and 5, and 6 briefly.
Okay.
You guys agree?
Yeah? Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So summary, let me make a note here. 8, 3. Got it. So that brings us to the last agenda item, which is any other business. Jock, anything else that we need to talk about?
No. I think we have enough.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I might assign some other people to a few action points, if you guys don't mind. But I'll write up the action points at the end of this meeting, and then you'll notice.
Share the load.
Share the load, that's right. So, Jacques, nothing. Irvin, anything? Any other remarks?
Merry Christmas.
That's a good
one. Yeah.
No.
Thank you, Ollie. Kim?
Kim is no from you.
Kim, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to send out a doodle for the call for January. That's all.
Yeah, so put it all the way at the end somewhere.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So thanks, everyone. Have a good holiday season, and we'll talk in the new year.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody.
Okay. Bye. Happy holidays. Okay, bye-bye. Next.